Well, welcome everybody. This is the Prayer Closet, that half hour we take out of every day to lift up your needs, cares, concerns before the Lord. If you have a prayer request today, we want to pray for you. 419-389-0893. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And let us know what is on your heart today, what your needs are, and we'll join together in prayer for you. 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. You can also let us know your praises. Maybe you're celebrating something God has done for you today. You want to thank God for an answer to prayer or just give him praise for something he's done in your life. Well, we want to do that as well. That's part of our mission here on the Prayer Closet as well, to join with you in praising the Lord. So whatever it may be, a need, a concern, a care, a praise, a celebration, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And remember, we always keep your prayer requests anonymous. We never give out your name or information, so don't let that hinder you or keep you from getting the prayer you need. You don't even have to tell us who you are when you call in. We will be happy to pray for you anyway. You know, God knows who you are. God knows what your needs are. So you don't even have to tell us who you are. We just want to lift you up in prayer. Lord, we thank you this day that we can indeed come before you in prayer. We can indeed come before you to receive good things from your hand, to know that you are a good and gracious Father, and you are always ready to hear from us and receive us. We thank you, Lord, for your great love and grace and mercy and your abundant provision for us in all things. Lord, we thank you that we have such a gracious and mighty and loving God to come to. And so, Lord, we praise you. We exalt you this day. We rejoice in you. We rejoice that we can know you and serve you and seek you. So, Lord, we pray that you would move today in mighty and powerful ways in the lives of your people, that you would glorify yourself in them, and that your glory would radiate through them to the world, and they would see and know that you are God. And we pray this in your name. Amen. Once again, 419-389-0893 or prayer at yeshome.com. And we've been looking through the book of Colossians because we always like to get into God's word before we get into our prayers. So we're going to be in the book of Colossians today, and it's a great book as Paul is establishing some of just the foundations of the faith and the foundation of who Jesus is and who we are in him. And we're picking it up in verse 15, and we looked at that verse yesterday. We'll continue on today. But we talked about Jesus being the image of the invisible God and why that's significant for us, that he took on human form. And we talked about how he is the firstborn over all creation. Not that he was the first created, but that he has all the rights of the firstborn son, that he has inherited all things from God, and why that's important because we share in his inheritance. So we'll continue on from there, but we'll start there. It says, verse 15, Colossians 1, he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. For by him all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things were created by him and for him. And we talked about a little bit about this yesterday. We kind of previewed before this because, you know, previously Paul says he's the firstborn over all creation. Some have distorted and twisted that scripture to say that Jesus is a created being, that he was the first creation of God. That is not what Paul's saying here. Jesus is eternal. He exists as God. He's existed eternally in the Trinity with the Father and the Holy Spirit. But rather, as we said yesterday, that refers to his inheritance, that he has all things. He's saying basically he's like a firstborn son. He has all the rights, all the authority of the Father. And clearly, Paul's not saying that he was somehow created, because it says in the next thing, for by him, by Jesus, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, all things, right? So the creator cannot be the created. He can't create himself. So Jesus exists before creation, is a part of creation. All things were created by him, and things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by him and for him. So everything was made by him. Sometimes we can get into a danger because, you know, the Trinity is a difficult concept to wrap our minds around. It's not a concept anybody would ever come up with on their own unless, you know, the Bible teaches it. But God is not simple, right? God is not easily reduced to easy categories. He's God. He's sometimes hard to understand. That God exists as one God in three persons. That God is one, but expresses that in three persons. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. But they're of one will, one purpose, one mind, one substance, if you will, that only they possess. And so God is indeed one. There's one God revealed through his Son, aided by the work of the Holy Spirit. And so Jesus is part of that work of creation. In fact, if we go back to Genesis 1, we see that all aspects, all parts of the Trinity, all members of the Trinity are there. So you go back to chapter 1 of Genesis, if I can get to that, because this Bible is really beat up. All right, here he goes. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That's what we're told here in Colossians, right? Everything that was made by him, things on heaven and on earth. Now the earth was formless, empty. Darkness was over the surface of the deep, and the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, is there, hovering over the waters. And later on, God will say, but let us make man in our own image, right? Using that, God referring to himself in that kind of royal wee way, in indicating, you know, the members of the Trinity. So everyone is part of this, right? God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, all involved in the creation. So it's nothing to say that Jesus, that all things were created by him, because they were. Everything proceeds from God. So Jesus isn't like a junior member of the Trinity, but rather an integral part. And all things are created. Things in heaven, so all the heavenly beings, the angels, the cherubs, everything, all the heavenly beings created by God, by Christ. All the things on earth, visible, invisible, everything. Thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. Notice what he says there. It's not just physical creation, but the powers and the rulers and the authorities and the authorities that have been given. All this was created by God. All this was created by Jesus. So it's not just the physical creation that was made, not just the spiritual creation that was made, but also the rulers, the powers, the authorities, the authority and power and rule that were given to them, all created. You think about this, in this case of natural law, the natural laws of the universe. Right? We don't see them, we don't feel them. They're not a physical thing. They're not necessarily a spiritual thing. But they what? They determine, they have authority and power in the universe. You know, gravity has great and immense power. It's a power that God created. In the same way we have powers in the political world, the spiritual world, the natural world, and all these powers that govern the world, you know, the natural world works on natural laws and it's governed by those laws. And, you know, gravity reacts in certain ways and light acts in certain ways and radiation acts in certain ways. And all these powers that are there that exist that we don't necessarily see, but are there, we feel their effects. These are all created by God, which means God has authority over all these powers, the scientific laws, the powers, political authorities. God created them and has authority over them. And so we need not fear them. We don't need to be afraid of them. These rulers and authorities, God owns them. They are his creation and they are under his control. And not only that, but it says all things are created by him and for him. They all exist for Jesus. Everything created by him, everything created for him. And it's true that some of these things are in rebellion against him, but you know what? He still has authority over them. And they will ultimately, in the end, serve his purposes. Because they are created by him and for him. And he will use them according to his will to accomplish his purposes. He is in absolute control. And all those people railing against God, railing against Christianity, railing against this. You know what? God's in absolute control over all of them. I was reading a couple articles yesterday, a couple of writers I like, David French, Roger Heer, and they were talking about, you know, the Christian response to our culture today and the, you know, the increasing challenges to our religious liberties and how we should respond. And one basically was arguing for optimism and looking to the civil rights movement as an example of a time when people overcame great injustices, greater than what we're facing certainly now, and achieved victory. And the other was arguing for a more pessimistic view, saying, yes, but things have changed, that the conditions are not what they were then, and things are only going to get worse, and we need to prepare for that. And it was an interesting discussion that they were having, interesting viewpoints of how, you know, do we respond with optimism, pessimism? Can we expect things to get better, or turn around, or continue to get worse? I mean, what is going to happen? But here's the thing that I think we need to bring into this discussion, that all things are created by him and for him, including rulers and powers and authorities. They're all going to serve his purpose. His purpose is absolute over them. And so while we look at these things, and I'm not saying it's bad, not good to have those discussions, I think it is, but we also need to keep in mind as we're having those discussions that God is in absolute control over all these things, and they are all serving his purpose because they are all made for him. And I know a lot of times we look out at the world and think, well, it doesn't look like it's serving God's purpose. It doesn't look like it's serving God's plan. And it's easy to think that and easy to believe that, but it is. Even when it looks like the world's in rebellion against God and running away from God and trying to stamp out God, he's still in control. He still has authority. He still has power. He's still the man in charge. And we need not fear. We need not be afraid of anything or anyone, because everything is created by him and everything is created for him. And he has authority over all things. The only authority they have is the authority he created and gave to them. And he gave it to them, he can take it away. And so we need to have confidence in that, confidence in who Jesus is, who God is, and confidence in this truth. That he created all things, he has authority over all things, that all things were made by him, and all things were made for him. And ultimately all will serve his ends and purposes. Whether they want to or not, whether they know it or not. So today, as we go out into the world, remember, it's God's world. It's all made by him, all made for him. Some of the world may be in rebellion against that, but we live in harmony with it and joyfully celebrate it. And so let's live that truth today, that everything around us is made by him and for him. That every person around us is made by him and for him. Every power around us is made by him and for him. And that we can celebrate and rejoice in that today. Once again, this is the Prayer Closet. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm Pastor Tommy Briggs. If you have a prayer request for us, 419-389-0893. God bless everybody. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on the Prayer Closet.